Well, with John and Tony Terry, watching the best combination in the world, Laura and her horse, John. Now, come on, dressage. Talk me through it. Did you understand, or what was going on there?
I did understand, actually, as the horse is doing its moves. You know, Tony's whispering to me what move it is and stuff like that. So I'm beginning to learn. I mean, I do get down to the centre to watch Tony as well, which I love watching her ride. And, you know, so I'm getting to learn everything.
So when you see in a big crowd here, I mean, there's a real buzz. You know you're at a big sporting event. You're used to 70,000 people every week, but here we go here. You've got 8,000 people loving it, and the place is rocking.
Yeah, no, but it's amazing. You know, when I go on the football pitch, everyone screams, and when the horse and the rider comes out here, it's pure silence, and the respect for the horse and the rider is fantastic, I think. And I think that side of the sport is very good.
You'd like that sometimes when you go to those away grounds, wouldn't you?
I would, actually, yeah.
Now, well, Tony, obviously, I know last year you gave your exhibition here. How's your year been? Have you been still as committed as ever to the sport?
Yes, I have. It's been fantastic. All year I've been training 3 horses. I'm riding Beltoni now as well, so that's fantastic. And just trying to get back here again, but doing it, competing and doing it professionally next time.
So it's a real passion, isn't it? I saw you now there just watching intently the standard when you see Laura. What does that, when you see that perform like that?
Just amazes me. I think she's absolutely amazing and she's achieved so much, and I just can't wait or ever imagine doing what she's doing. I'd love to. I dream of doing what she's done and achieving the things that she's achieved. So all I can do is train hard and keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah, and you know, with any sport, obviously, mm-hmm. with John, he has to work very hard. Yeah. Injuries is hard when he hasn't got a bad back or whatever else is going on. You do have to, just whatever level, you mm-hmm. can't shirk it, can you? You've got to be 100%.
Yeah, I do. I get up every day, take the kids to school with myself and John, take the kids to school, and then I train all day until I pick the kids up again. So
I'm
it is my life.
Her, actually.
I do a lot of training.
So I mean, for you, that, I mean, you know what the commitment. You were doing it when you were a younger lad, but now someone who's taking up a sport later in life, it's very hard. It's quite hard, isn't it?
It's very hard, but she's really dedicated. As she said, you know, it's every day, weekends as well. She loves to get out and do it. And it's not just a hobby with Tony. You know, she really does want to get to the very top. And with the support of everyone, you know, people like Desi welcoming us to the sport, and Tony with the ambition and drive she has, you know, she has every chance.
Well.